A lot going on today. If you're looking to work on your landscape, outdoor hardscapes, you can get by Marvell Masonry in Mesa. The Rosie on the House promotion team is there today. They've got state park passes. They've got Diamondbacks tickets. They've got Rosie on the House 30th anniversary etch toolbox you can enter to win. Marvell's got a number of promotions going on with different products and suppliers to help you get started on the backyard project that'll take you one step closer to creating the backyard outdoor living space of your dreams. Do you dream about your outdoor living space? I got big dreams on mine.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of area. We're here with Mr. Bob Brown, founder and president of Arizona Foundation Solution. And if you've got a foundation issue you'd like to talk to somebody about, you can reach them at 602-702-5390. Or you can call the number here this morning and phone in and let's talk it through. 1-888-767-4348. You know, Bob, we had the geologist from Tucson on not long ago. Well, I guess I lost 4 months. It seems not long ago.
It was only a few weeks ago, 4 months ago.
I've got a sequence there that's missing. But he was talking about the fissures. And y'all have to deal with those on a fairly regular basis, and you must at least conversationally be tracking them because they're pretty dramatic. That one that opened up south of Casa Grande,
big
north of Marana. I mean, that thing just showed up.
Yeah, well, you know, fissures are results of large scale ground subsidence, and the edge of those fissures is where of that dip. Basically, the bowl is where the fissures occur, and those can run 200-300 feet deep, and they don't really represent much of a lateral, a vertical shift difference right there at the spot, but if they get water in them, they can open up, and then they create all kinds of problems. I haven't figured out how to put a pier 300 feet yet.
Yeah, that would be a good one. We'd have to get some oil drilling equipment out there somehow, some way.
I do have a commercial project I'm on right now where some of the piers went 300 feet deep, although I'm not sure they went straight down 300 feet.
Wow. and putting a pier in is only one of the solution options you've got.
Correct. I mean, there's a number of options. Sometimes you might want to compact the soil, densify the soil with compaction grouting. Sometimes you need to dry out heaving clays using a soil ventilation system that I developed.
And we're going to talk through all those details, but let's wrap up on the push piers, how those work. So we've identified we've got settling.
Sure.
Then we've got a number of calculations we need to make, how heavy the wall is, how wide the piers need to be. And talk through the install process and how that, because you can stabilize or you can lift.
Correct. So push piers and helical piers work similarly. They both drive down to refusal. So,
and these are big steel piers.
Right. Big old beefy things. That's right. And so you will push pier, you push it down with a set of hydraulic jacks or a big hydraulic jack. And it pushes down through the soil very slowly, but inexorably, using the weight of the house as an opposite weight, until they reach refusal. And so the idea is to bypass all of the wet or weak soils and find something really hard to lock up in, either rock or super hard soil. And then you can use that to stabilize the house and rest it on. You've now taken the weight off the footings and transferred it down to the tip of the pile, and you can also use that to raise the house as well on occasion.
And when you raise it, that's something you do simultaneously. If you've got six on one side of the wall, you don't raise it six different times. You get all these push piers installed.
Right. Right, that's exactly right. After you install them all, then you come back and hook them up in series and raise them together.
And what are you looking to raise it to? Are you following like a plane of the rest of the home? Are you looking at a crack? Well, when that crack closes up, that'll be about good.
Well, but believe it or not, that works pretty dang good. But we try to be a little bit more scientific than that. You know, we do floor level surveys, and we have color topo maps that show where it's high and where it's low, and we'll generally have a good idea where what the goal is. But quite often, you know, we want to raise it to the place where the house functions the best, because a lot of them are not even poured level to begin with. And so sometimes raising it, making it exactly level, is not the best thing. You want to raise it to where it functions the best. And a lot of times that's where cracks close up and new ones don't open. Sometimes you can keep raising it, new ones start to open. It's like, okay, well, that's good enough. Let's go back a little bit. You can do that.
How much weight will a pier hold?
Depending, either 20 or 30,000 pounds is the typical, and that's the design weight. Okay, so that design is typically less because of safety factors. You know, ultimate capacity is going to be somewhere around, you know, 30 to 50,000 pounds. And then there are some heavy-duty commercial ones that are a little bit more, but not typically not used on residential.
And how far do you have to space them?
Typically, it's governed by the ability of the stem wall to span. So typically 8 feet, unless you're like up in Sholo with the block stem wall and snow loads. It might be 6 feet on center, typically.
So that's what we do for a settling situation, where we lift the home with a pier or a helical pier, a push pier or helical pier. We'll talk about what to do about a heave problem.